Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Kim Clijsters, yeah, she was my idol. Like, I wanted to be like...
But she was a hardcore player, wasn't she?
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
And welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll preview tonight's huge Champions League clash between Linfield and Shelburne at Windsor Park. We will look ahead to the first of the Women's Euros quarterfinals as Norway take on Italy, and have the latest transfer news as Liverpool make it clear that they want Alexander Isak. But first today to Belfast, and Shelburne will bring a 1-0 lead to Windsor Park when they take on Linfield in the second leg of their first round Champions League clash. Mipo Udubeko scored the only goal last week in Tolka Park as Shells dominated, but they could not find a way to increase their advantage. However, after watching the game back, head coach Joey O'Brien felt that his side were perhaps a little wasteful.
Yeah, feeling back, to be honest, I thought we could have played better. I thought when I was in possession, we were wasteful. Thought a final third bit wasn't as sharp and as clean as I would have liked and what I probably expected out of the players. So, again, yeah, there was loads to tidy up on. So, here, look, that's last week, I suppose, it's done. We know tomorrow night is going to be a completely different game. Overall, happy with the win last week, but yeah, all to play for still.
Sean Gannon has plenty of European experience with both Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers. The fullback missed last week's clash due to suspension, and he says that both him and his teammates are highly motivated to go on a European run.
If you start putting games on pedestals and preparing differently for certain games, you know, you come away from what got you to this, what got us to this, you know, to be representatives in the Champions League was everything that we've done well as a group and as a team over the course of last season. So we have to stay true to what we're good at and keep the mentality about what works for us.
And after a positive result last week, Gannon says that the tie still remains in a knife edge.
You know, the tie is still alive, and that's been kind of, you know, instilled in us all week, just how much the whole thing is in the balance really, and how we need to be prepared for a game tomorrow to test us in every way. And that's, I'd probably agree, 1-0 away from home in Europe, it does leave it all to play for.
Linfield boss David Healy was relatively pleased with a 1-0 deficit last week to bring back to Windsor Park. He says that tonight is a big opportunity for his side.
I wouldn't say ever happy losing the game, but with the way the draw worked out in terms of fitness, the fitness aids that Shelburne should have had, they did. We had to give up something last week. We worked on, and credit the players, they took a lot of information on board. We wanted to sort of give up a little bit in wide areas, which we did. I'm sure Chris has watched the game again since, and the boys we've talked about and worked through some of the other little bits that we can improve on last week. Certainly in possession, something that we've touched on over the last number of days since we've been training from the game last week is about we need to be strong in possession. We can't slap in possession, and when we do land on the ball, we've got to make sure we've got good options, better options. What we had last week looked as if at times we'd done all the hard work without the ball last week, and then when we landed on the ball, we were probably giving it away, probably cheaply. We didn't have the opportunity then to keep the ball and create the opportunities. But one thing I will say is we have a strong record at Windsor Park. These players believe there's an opportunity. It's going to be hard, but when we look back, even the game last year, we give ourselves, and we shouldn't have, because we got ourselves back into it. I thought we were very good against Stirling last year. I know we ultimately lost the goal later on and went out. We won the game the previous year. We beat Vlasnia from Albania very, very comfortably at home. I think 3-1 scoreline on the night. So these boys believe there's the majority of players still in the dressing room, have been through some of the highs and lows of the European runs, but certainly getting to Windsor Park, big open pitch. Shelburne will enjoy the pitch. I listen to Joey, and again, they're a very, very good football side. They've got brilliant players who can handle the ball and tight situations. We understand that. So, but we're full of belief coming into it. It's going to be a big challenge. We're still probably slightly behind the eight ball But we believe with, even if we had a draw last week, you know, we still have to win the game. So, you know, you lose the game, which, yeah, we, I don't think we suffered in terms of the depth of the loss of the game and the scoreline. And these players have worked hard, they've sacrificed a lot. And one thing that I have said in the dressing room is, in the 3.5-4 weeks that we've been in the game that we played last week, and the work that they've done, it's all the sacrifices they made last year. We had such a tough year last year in terms of what we had to deal with as a group of players, staff, and the sacrifices and everything else that went alongside that last year. So it's not just the 3.5-4 weeks now in the pre-season, in the new season, because the domestic season will start in August, and we will be expected to win the league title challenge for trophies, etc., and whatever else. But they put 40, 42 weeks of sacrifice, hard work, tears along the way with what we achieved. So we don't want to give that up in 15, 20 minutes. I did describe after the game the other night that one thing that we wouldn't do or won't do is be gung-ho from a very early stage. We'll put a little bit more pressure on, of course, but you don't want to waste 95 minutes of hard work last week and put yourself out of the tie within the first 15 or 20 minutes this week.
The Blues also welcome back Chris Shields from suspension tonight, another with huge European experience, and much of it coming alongside Gannon in Dundalk. He says that the onus is on his side to go out and do the business.
Kind of seeing what I expected. You know, you're going into European ties, you're always going to go into kind of hostile atmosphere. You know, Talca wasn't any different. Shells are a very good team, they're very much a solid team together, but thought our boys represented themselves very well, went through a mountain of hard work, and away legs in Europe are very difficult fixtures, and given the experience I have myself, some of my best results in Europe have been 1-0 away defeats, so nothing changes for us in the mindset and trying to go and win the game, because we know now what we have to do, so the onus is on us at home to go and win the game.
Kickoff tonight is at 7:45 at Windsor Park, and you'll be able to follow tonight's game on Off the Ball with our own Nathan Murphy checking in from Belfast. Elsewhere in Europe tonight, Latvian side Auda welcome Northern Ireland's Larne from 5 in a tie poised at nil all. And there is some transfer news to bring you, as Shamrock Rovers have added Josh Honahan's brother Callum to their ranks. The 19-year-old centre-half has joined from Cork City. Norway take on Italy tonight in the first quarter-final of this summer's Women's Euros. Both sides are in the knockout rounds for the first time since 2013. Norway advanced after topping Group A with 3 wins from as many games, while their opponents settled for the second qualifying spot in Group B behind Spain. Tomorrow, England are in action, and their captain Leah Williamson says lifting the Euros trophy 3 years ago has given them the taste for success. The Lionesses are through to the quarterfinals in Switzerland this time round and take on Sweden for a place in the last four. Williamson insists they'd love to be crowned champions again.
To do it alongside the team in 2022 was special, to go on this journey with a different group of people and to be one of the ones that has that. You know, I was part of that squad and I'll be forever proud to have been part of that squad, but we don't want it to be the only one.
Sweden's Magda Eriksson admits that they have their sights set on revenge after England knocked them out of the Women's Euros at the semi-final stage 3 years ago. The two nations meet in the last eight in Zurich tomorrow night. The former Chelsea defender says she'd love to help her country lift the trophy.
It would mean everything to me. It's something I've dreamt about since we qualified for this tournament. It's been, yeah, there in the back of my mind, like fueling me and giving me motivation in everything I do in my daily life.
Tuesday afternoon saw a whirlwind of transfer speculation go into overdrive. First, Liverpool rejected a bid from Bayern Munich for €67.5 million for winger Luis Diaz, who, according to The Athletic's David Ornstein, has informed the club he wants to leave. After Newcastle had made contact with Eintracht Frankfurt over the possible signing of their French striker Hugo Ekitike for around £70 million, Liverpool made contact with Eddie Howe's side over a possible deal for striker Alexander Isak worth around £120 million. Meanwhile, one of Arne Slot's players who's continued to be linked with a move away is Darwin Nunez. It looks like Saudi Arabia is his most likely destination, with Lorenzo Luca signing for Napoli, effectively ruling them out of the race for the Uruguayan. Nottingham Forest have made Aston Villa's Jacob Ramsey their top transfer target. That is if Morgan Gibbs-White makes the move to Tottenham Hotspur. Juventus are eager to get rid of Douglas Luiz, and a return to the Premier League seems a sensible solution for the former Aston Villa man. Manchester United and Everton are the keenest to do a deal for the 27-year-old Brazilian, who could even be available on loan. Leeds United have reached an agreement in principle for Newcastle's 27-year-old English midfielder Sean Longstaff. Meanwhile, there is also interest from Leeds United in signing Spain striker Gonzalo Garcia on loan from Real Madrid. Bournemouth are holding out for €70 million for Ukraine centre-back Ilya Zabarny, who is wanted by Paris Saint-Germain. Arsenal are in the final stages of talks with Ethan Nwaneri over a new contract, which will end any prospect of the playmaker leaving and secure his services for the long-term future. Nwaneri has entered the final 12 months of his existing deal with a major interest from suitors in the Premier League and abroad, but the England under 21 international's priority was always to stay at the club he joined aged 8, which will come as a significant boost to Arsenal and their supporters. Atletico Madrid have reached an agreement to sign Thiago Almada from Botafogo, the Spanish club have confirmed. The 24-year-old spent the second half of the 2024-2025 season on loan at Ligue 1 club Lyon, where he scored twice in 20 appearances before returning to parent club Botafogo. Atletico have reached an agreement to sign the Argentine international on a permanent basis, subject to the player undergoing his medical contracts and signing a contract. Meanwhile, Ademola Lookman could be on his way to join Almada as Atleti look to rebuild their squad ahead of next season. That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.